emails. You go to KGO Radio. Send me an email. I work with four other lawyers. We answer lots of them. Not all of them, but lots of them. That's for sure. We'll be happy to answer them. The weird ones I save when I do Ron's show. You know, it's getting time for me to book another raw show with Ron. I love doing those shows with him. I'll be back tomorrow. More legal stuff, more great stories. Thank you for today. Watch out for grandson scams. KGO San Francisco.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. There's an old kids game called Don't Break the Ice, but that's exactly what they are trying to do in Bismarck, North Dakota today. Demolition crews are trying to break up an ice jam that's been causing flooding along the Missouri River near Bismarck.
My state is faced with disastrous flooding all across the state.
That's North Dakota Senator Kent Conrad, who says hundreds have been evacuated. The ABC's Barbara Pinto is in another North Dakota city underwater, Fargo.
The National Guard brought in sand barriers that have been used to protect the troops to now fight against flooding. Classes were canceled for thousands of high school and college students, and their help enlisted to build a 12-mile barrier along the swollen banks. Weary residents are hoping it will hold.
President Obama issued a disaster declaration last night. Federal investigators have released new information about last month's deadly crash of Continental Flight 3407 outside Buffalo, New York.
There's still nothing definitive, but it appears investigators played down the role of ice as a possible cause. The NTSB says there are several issues that go well beyond the widely discussed matter of airframe icing. Investigators examined the crew's experience and training and how they reacted to the airplane's warning of a potential stall.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger says the state will spend $950,000 to move about 150 people from a so-called tent city to a sheltered facility by the end of April.
They deserve a more secure and more hygienic conditions. They deserve dry shelter, reliable health care, and warm meals.
Those staying in the tent city say they have nowhere else to go. President Obama had lunch with congressional Democrats today, and Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid sounds like he appreciated the company.
It was vintage Obama. He made us all feel content and inspired by where we need to go.
White House says there's no need for a fight over the proposed budget. Markets, Dow up 84 points just before the close. NASDAQ up 12. You're listening to ABC News.
Hotels.com gives you a free night for every 10 nights you book. You can book 10 nights in Spokane to get one free night in San Fran, or book 7 nights in Providence and 3 nights in Richmond to get one free night in Reno. But a combination you definitely can't do is 2 nights in Grated Cheesetown and 8 nights in Roller Rinkerton to get one free night in Rabbit Stewville. Because, unfortunately, none of those places exist. Get free nights with welcome rewards from Hotels.com. Join online or call 800-2-HOTELS.
Some exclusions and restrictions apply. See site for details.
The road ahead. Midas wants to make sure your car is ready for the long haul. From simple tune-ups to advanced diagnostics, we'll change your oil, rotate your tires, replace your brakes, and give you something we call the fix-it list. It lets you know what's running fine, what needs fixing now, and what can wait. Think of it as peace of mind for the miles ahead. Midas, we're on this road together.
After more than a week together, the space shuttle astronauts have said goodbye to the crew of the International Space Station.
Houston and Alpha, physical separation.
That's what it sounded like when they closed the hatch and it drifted away. If we're all hurting so bad economically, how can we afford to take so many cruises, says ABC's Matt Gutman.
Carnival Cruise Lines shattered expectations in an industry battered by the recession. Travel and Leisure magazine's Mark Orwell says Norwegian Cruise Lines also doing well. Value is the reason. Cruises offer full amenities, lots of food, and, of course, travel.
And they're charging you, in some cases, $100 a day for that. Where could you do that on dry land? Nowhere.
Caribbean jaunts are up. Cruises to remote locations like Alaska are down. Matt Gutman, ABC News, Miami.
Former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich got to answer questions from angry Illinoisans today. He had his own show on WLS Radio in Chicago and almost introduced himself by his old job title.
Good morning. This is former Governor Rod Blagojevich. How are you? And this is a time for a little more conversation and a little less action.
It seems like only yesterday he said that he was the governor of the fifth largest state in America. A bumbling bank robber crashed his getaway car in Bridgeport, Connecticut, had to take a bus, then a taxi to his home where he found his roommate had committed suicide. He was the one who called 911. Police who responded found the bank money inside a bag on the guy's bed. This is ABC News.
My husband had a health concern a month ago.
Mr. Thompson, everything looks good.
Oh, thanks, doctor.
Turned out to be nothing, but it got us doing more for our health.
And stretch!
Like morning exercise and taking silver.
Centrum Silver multivitamins are age-adjusted. They help protect your health as you age with key antioxidants and other nutrients that help protect the health of your heart, eyes, and bones.
Things have sure changed around here.
Age-adjusted Centrum Silver. Take along with a healthy diet and exercise. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Sherry Preston, ABC News.
KGO Radio News Time 105. Good afternoon. I'm Brett Burkhardt. The four Oakland police officers murdered during the weekend have been honored today at the floor of Congress. Congressman Jerry McNerney telling his colleagues that the officers dedicated their lives so that we might live safely. Sacramento city leaders have approved a plan to move about 150 people from a homeless encampment that put the city in the international spotlight. Beds will be added to local shelters in the so-called Tent City. Will be dismantled by the end of next month. Many of the homeless will be moved to a temporary shelter at Cal Expo. And with the KGO 24-hour traffic check, it's Terry Rouse.
It's a crash westbound 80 through the Berkeley curve. CHP out there trying to clear it. It's backed up through Berkeley into Richmond to Central Avenue. Crash in Oakland northbound 880 before 5th. Range Rover Sport is predicted to retain more of its value than any vehicle in its class. Range Rover Sport, a luxury that's more than a luxury. Visit bayarea.landrover.com today. With the Bay Area's best traffic coverage, Terry Rouse, KGO Radio News.
And we're looking at beautiful sunshine already 61 in San Francisco, and it's going to warm up with highs in the mid-70s this afternoon. For tomorrow, slightly warmer, and again on Friday, just in time for the weekend. But on Saturday, it'll cool down just a tad. I'm Brett Burkhardt, KGO Radio News.
Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome once again to the program. You got to take this one with a little grain of salt because I'm not sure what resources any of us have left at this point in the economy. But here's a piece today that says that, of course, most of us are doing everything you can to save money. But they raise the issue, is it possible to be too frugal? And there's a belief that if you don't take any chances and spend some money, you risk regretting that you didn't have a little more fun while you had the chance. There's this issue. I remember an article about good girls and bad girls. You fill in the blanks on what that means, but that good girls have regrets and bad girls have memories. Is this the same kind of a deal? It's called hyperopia. It's a New York Times piece, which is a medical term, of course, for farsightedness. The theory is that people are so obsessed with preparing for the future. Of course, they tell us we're not saving enough money, we're not this, we're not that as Americans, that you're so obsessed with preparing for the future you can't enjoy the present. And you end up looking back with regret on all the lost opportunities for fun. Says people regret mostly, psychologists say splurging on a big ticket item or a vacation can produce immediate buyer's remorse, but over the long term, people regret not having enough fun, not traveling enough, and not spending money rather than not saving enough. I'm reminded of there was a New Yorker cartoon I didn't see. A friend told me about it last week of a guy. He's on his deathbed, right? And the family's gathered around the bed, and he's about to kick the bucket. And all of a sudden, one last splurge. He sits up, bolts upright in bed, and he goes, "Oh, I wish I had more stuff." Then he plops down and dies. I don't think you're going to wake up and wish you had more stuff. This is a very surprising one. You know what intubation is? It's one of the scariest things you have to learn in medical school. And that's when you are really in trouble. And we got to put a tube down your throat into your lungs so we can breathe for you. And it is not easy to do. One of the critical issues is getting a patient's head back enough and their neck up so you can line things up and see down and get this tube in. As I said, it's a scary deal. Well, physicians here at a hospital asked, and this is happening in Canada, why so many medical students and residents were using a faulty technique for inserting the tube. And they got an unexpected answer. Television. Many of these doctors in training said, once again, I'm as flabbergasted as you are about to be, that they learned the procedure from watching medical dramas on television. And a subsequent analysis of shows like ER revealed that fictional MDs and nurses did it incorrectly every time. The first step is to position the head properly so the tube can be installed quickly. And they said here they noticed that many students and residents position the head incorrectly. And that makes, if the head's not right, it ain't going to work. ER was the program most commonly cited by the students. Some aspects of the head positioning was wrong in all 22 intubations that could be viewed fully on the screen. And the findings, I mean, once again, you should be thinking, just wait a second, aren't they supposed to be teaching medical students this in, you know, on dummies, with video, practicing, etc.? It doesn't seem so. And it says, known as see one, do one, teach one. We've talked about that, haven't we? The first appendectomy I ever saw, I saw. Second appendectomy I ever saw, I did. The third appendectomy I ever saw, I taught someone else how to do it. Concept doesn't work so well in an era when the population is aging and hospitals see more patients with complex health problems and doctors are chronically overworked. Let's see, what else here? And they talk about how unrealistic medical shows are. When they looked at a bunch of shows, cardiac arrest, like an ER, Chicago, Hope, Rescue 9/11, people, 75% of people in cardiac arrest were revived and were happy and lived, you know, went off into the sunset. The truth is it's about 10 to 15% are revived. So, I mean, you're expecting what? Realism and the truth from a television show? Just a little number that's astounding. It says here $2.8 billion a year being spent because we all leave our PCs on overnight. What do you think? 20 million tons of CO2? That's the equivalent of 4 million automobiles because we leave on our computers? I don't like leaving mine on. I don't know, I get creepy feelings. You know, I just as soon turn it off and no one can get to it. More stray dogs. We talked about all these deaths in Africa from rabies. There are 25,000 rabies deaths a year. What do you think of that? And they say here, stray dogs should be vaccinated or culled in Africa. Those of you who feel strongly about this, you can adopt a dog from Africa. What do you think? Here in 2008, Senegal vaccinated 600 dogs and they killed 800 strays, which are the carriers. World Health Organization says the simplest and most cost-effective way of combating the disease, which kills one person every 10 minutes, was immunizing dogs rather than making more vaccines to treat people. The problem with these 100 kids who died in, help me, was that Sierra Leone? I can't remember now. 100 kids who died in one hospital alone from rabies last week, they didn't have the vaccine for the human beings. So I know a lot of you just don't like vaccines, but trust me. You get bit by a dog, you'll beg for the vaccine, and it'll could save your life. This is a universally fatal disease. Every case of rabies I've heard about, you die. There's one case who survived recently. Yeah, some people do survive, but it's maybe the most fatal disease that I can think of. I don't think even Ebola has a death rate approaching 100%. Have to think about it. Here, the whole vaccine debate's going to come up again here over a new vaccine for CMV, cytomegalovirus, which you haven't heard about. And this raises a question of how unusual or rare or how few people does a disease have to kill before we don't care about the vaccine. If a woman becomes infected with CMV for the first time while she's pregnant, the baby can also be affected. And congenital CMV leads to hearing loss, vision loss, mental disability, lack of coordination, and seizures. So here's a New England Journal of Medicine report. They have a vaccine, and once again, this isn't the most common thing in the world, but gee, to save a baby's life, to save a baby from becoming permanently disabled, is that worth it or not? And I, once again, I don't know how to answer that question. I think it's incredibly difficult. You go into labor, you're not going to eat. Now, what I was taught is you don't let women eat in labor in case they have to have a C-section and you've got to intubate them or you've got to put them under general anesthesia. And if they throw up and inhale it, they can die. Well, doctors here looking at 2,500 pregnant women, half were allowed to eat a little bit, half were standard treatment. You cannot eat. And it didn't make much difference at all in that particular study. So I don't know how quickly this is going to be adopted because if something happens, you know, the doctor lets you eat and then something untoward happens in your delivery, you'll sue the doctor. The doctor's in trouble for breaking with the standard of the community, which is you don't eat in labor. Don't know what to do about this. Two studies, one from Europe, one from the United States. Hope you heard about it. Looking at whether the PSA test should be done at all. The U.S. trial suggests that 6 years of aggressive annual screening for prostate cancer turned up more diagnosis, but no fewer deaths. In Europe, a less aggressive program of PSA testing every 4 years found the screening cut deaths by 20%, but also produced a high rate of overdiagnosis. Remember, many prostate tumors are slow growing, take years to cause harm. And I wish we could settle this. I mean, you can call and ask me the question, and you can see why I'm not going to be able to give you a clear answer. Here it is this week. Study from Europe says, yeah, it reduces death. Study from the United States says, no, even with aggressive PSA testing, it does not reduce deaths. Which raises a lot of people ask me about Don Imus. I the stage of cancer he has, I'm not quite sure. I don't, follow these kind of things. This is not a dangerous type of cancer. This is not going to kill him. And yet I'm, reading stuff here like, oh, the poor man. No, he's going to do fine. He's got a very, very, very early stage of this. And there is really, there's really no reason to be worried. So I don't know who's doing the worrying. Is he worrying, or the family, or the industry? I'm not sure. But from what I can see, right? All right, here's a danger, a real danger of cell phones. This is real. Mobile phones used by healthcare workers are covered in germs. Remember, the filthiest place in a hotel room is the remote control for the television? And some of these germs can cause illness. You see, when people say, oh, it's covered in germs, well, yeah, tell me what germs you're talking about, because we are covered in germs, each and every one of us, right? Way, way more cells in our body that are germs than are us, right? 95% of these phones were contaminated, often with more than one type of germ, and often with antibiotic-resistant bacteria. There's a lot of staph, strep. 90% said they never clean their mobile phone. And the conclusion was they may facilitate transmission of bacteria, and they use alcohol. Use alcohol on a cell phone? Is your cell phone going to be happy? There's this new laser for toenail fungus. I know a lot of you get concerned about it because the pills we have for you don't really work. And there are two lasers out there. One of them, you're not allowed to say it can help. The feds haven't approved it. One of them has jumped the gun, and your local podiatrists and sometimes dermatologists are offering it. Pinpoint laser. It's expensive, $1,000. And they make a lot of claims here that it is... that it does seem to help. Americans spend $1.26 billion annually on oral and topical prescription drugs for nail fungus. That's in addition to millions spent on unproved home remedies from, tea tree oil, Vicks VapoRub, Listerine, Clorox. And every time the subject comes up, we get lots of people calling with their own home remedy. This might add some clarity to this issue of soy and breast cancer in women. Turns out Asian women who eat a lot of soy during childhood had a 60% drop in the rate of breast cancer. And that does make sense. Your body kind of sets itself up early in life in a very funny way. And that what goes on early in your life may explain a lot of things that later on we're scratching our heads about because we're looking at studies on adults. When Asian women come to the United States, their breast cancer risk rises over generations and reaches that of U.S. white women, suggesting that modifiable factors rather than genetics are responsible. So high intake of soy in childhood associated with it, a reduction. In adult years, there is a reduction in breast cancer rates, but it's kind of modest. And soy is confusing because it's supposed to have estrogenic properties as well as anti-estrogenic properties, and it's enough to drive you crazy. Well, big alcohol said, it's not going to happen to us. What happened to cigarettes? Listen, if cigarettes are guilty, right? Wouldn't you say big alcohol is guilty? Here's a pediatrician. He wants beer companies and liquor companies to help pay for the damage caused when pregnant women drink. Fetal alcohol spectrum disorder. And he's upset. And the only way to stem the flow is to go after alcohol companies. lawsuits against tobacco companies help cut down smoking, and you got to draw a line in the sand. And I, you know, it's tricky, isn't it? Because people do this voluntarily, although they can get addicted. And yet to say that tobacco is as guilty as they are and that alcohol companies are not, I mean, they say tobacco companies didn't tell us it was bad. Well, I don't know. The alcohol companies didn't tell us either. Big alcohol has a different perspective, and they have been setting up their defense in terms of their ads and how they present themselves. And, of course, the issue comes down to it's voluntary. You know, when you take a drink, alcohol can be good for you and good for your health at certain amounts, and because some people abuse it, are they indeed responsible? I don't know. They promote the heck out of it. We are an alcohol society. So I'm not sure what I think about that. Let's see here. Big uptick in rehab. You want to invest in companies, invest in rehab companies. Now Wall Street and bankers and people getting back to the martinis and the cocaine. And experts say more and more people in the financial industry are seeking treatment for addiction and increasing rates of depression and substance abuse, et cetera, which is entirely and completely understandable. Okay, ladies, got a question for you. You'll understand later why I'm asking it. Are you ready? I'm going to give you a choice here. You could win America's Next Top Model TV show, or you could win the Nobel Peace Prize. Which would you choose? And what do you think your fellow ladies would choose? Fascinating survey. Insight into women's brains and what they want. And if you come out of this thinking you know anything about what women want, you let me know. 1-800-548-TALK. 1-800-548-8255. I'm Dr. Dina Dunn.
At Saturn, we get it, which is why we've extended our 0% APR financing or cashback offers on the 2009 View, Aura, and Outlook, including hybrids and the 2008 Astra. Available to qualified buyers. Length of contract limited. See retailer for details. Take delivery by 3/31/09.
Why are you so distant?
Did you have to shoot anyone?
You gonna get a job now or what?
No one knows what it's like to come back from Iraq or Afghanistan unless they were there. Join other veterans at communityofveterans.org, brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
With the economic crisis we're facing today, it's never been more important for you to diversify, and that includes gold. I'm Mark Alberian, president of Goldline. We've been assisting our clients acquire gold and precious metals for nearly 50 years. In these uncertain times, smart investors are looking to diversify and are turning to gold to bring real value to their portfolio. Call Goldline today at 866-GOLDLINE, and we'll send you a free gold investment kit, a free DVD, and a free copy of our newsletter on gold investing. Call 866-GOLDLINE today.
We know identity scams have grown in the past 6 months because identity thieves are working overtime, taking advantage of this economic crisis. I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock. I talk to people every day about identity theft, and I know a lot of you are scared and nervous. I'm here to tell you, you don't have to be. Another identity is stolen every 3 seconds, but you can have the security and peace of mind that comes with being protected by LifeLock for just pennies a day. LifeLock is number one in identity theft protection because we work to stop identity theft before it happens, or we fix it at our expense up to $1 million. Don't spend another minute worrying. Call LifeLock now.
Get instant protection by calling 1-800-603-7572. Call right now and you'll also get 30 days absolutely free. That's 1-800-603-7572. Get the peace of mind LifeLock provides today. Use promo code FREEMONTH. Call 1-800-603-7572. Again, 1-800-603-7572.
Hey.
Warm weather's on the way. If you have leg veins, now's the time to get them treated. Dr. Bomber White from the Laser Light Treatment Center has developed one of the most effective and non-invasive treatments for varicose veins, vein ablation.
We get 99 to 100% clearance of ropey veins in one treatment without surgery. We get 60 to 80% clearance of spider veins in one treatment. Patients walk in with big ropey veins and walk out with those veins collapsed before they leave the office.
I'm back into shorts. I'm back into dresses. I don't
don't have to wear leg makeup anymore. I went to Hawaii and was in a bathing suit.
It's nice to have good-looking legs.
I'm Dr. Palmer White. If you're considering treatment for varicose veins or spider veins, come and see me. Consultations are free, so you have nothing to lose except a vein.
Get back into bathing suits and shorts. Call Laser Light Treatment Center today at 415-892-9550. That's 892-9550. 892-9550. For more information, go to KGORadio.com/veins.
Patient Care, Inc. of Professional Medical Corporation.
Dr. Dina Dell, his intelligence will make you dizzy. So get on the medical merry-go-round. Ride the radio roller coaster with America's doctor. He's got your ticket. Just call 800-548-TALK. 800-548-8255.
Woo-hoo! Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome back to the program. Let's talk to Ernie in Lincoln, Nebraska. How you doing, Ernie?
Hey, good. How you doing, doctor?
Fine, sir.
I had a question about CAT scans. About 6 years ago, I was in and I had 12 CAT scans done in a three-week period. And I was wondering, is there any real risk from that? Is there anything I should look out for, anything I should do? And if there is a risk, over how long of a period? That was about 6 years ago that happened, and it's always kind of concerned me, wondering if there's something looming over the future that I need to worry about.
Yeah, well, how come you had so many in a short period of time?
What was wrong? I had an appendix that blew up, and then that led to bowel obstruction, and I was in the hospital for like 23 days, and I probably would have objected to it if I would have, you know, been of better, you know, mindset. But, I mean, I was just worried about getting out of there, and I wasn't really, you know, paying attention to the future.
Yeah, well, listen, the point is that CAT scan in that situation, which is how they should always be used, save your life. I mean, you got to factor that in. Without it, it'd been very, very tricky. The first thing is you want to use these technologies when they really pay a dividend, because I'm afraid there is a lot of x-rays in a CAT scan. One CAT scan can add up to, I don't know, hundreds of chest x-rays. So we do have a concern. The question is, it's your lifetime exposure that probably is most important. So if you don't have any x-rays between now and, say, when you get older, you'll probably be fine. But in terms of overexposure to CAT scans, to x-rays and radiation, as you know, that can increase your risk for cancer. What kinds of cancers? All kinds, from lymphoma to skin cancers. This depends. This depends on a whole bunch of factors. So I would say at this point I wouldn't worry about it, but it is a lot of exposure. But if you look at how much we are exposed to, listen, the average American gets, we get half of our x-ray exposure comes from the cosmos, and the other half comes from x-rays and man-made things. In 1 year and having all those CAT scans, you definitely tilted it, but I think you'll be fine. The odds are you're going to be fine. Let's talk to Greg. How you doing, Greg?
Hey, doctor. This is Greg. My wife has a thing on her breast. Her nipple has kind of become a little flattened. You know how normally the middle part turn out? So it's kind of gone a little flat. And she's had, she has what's kind of like an oozing out of it. It's sore. It cracked, kind of like dry skin. It's even bled a little bit. And she's been to the doctor yesterday, and they worked on her other female organs, and she had a polyp on her cervix or something like that. Mm-hmm. And they're sending her out for a mammogram for her breast. And she's been under a lot of stress because she works in taxes. and right now she has really bad acne on her back. I mean, it is like inflamed. And so I was wondering if all this has to do with her stress level or what.
Well, it could be. You know, stress can cause an uptick in male hormone in a woman's body, and that, we think, is the cause when acne hits women. Stress, testosterone, if I give her a testosterone shot, the main side effect would be zits. But I'm worried about her breast. I want you to write something down just to be sure, called inflammatory breast cancer. And I'm just always trying to make women aware of this. This does not show up on a mammogram. The doctor has to be smart. The signs of it are a red, swollen breast, inverted nipples, some dimpling in the skin, something she needs to mention. And then there is a condition where anyway, you got to get to the bottom of it. Without going over all the diseases that can cause the symptoms that you just that you just mentioned. There's another condition called Paget's disease, where the nipple can get flaky, irritated, etc. Sometimes women, let me ask you a question. What is oozing out of her nipple? Can you give me a feel for what color that is?
It was whitish, and it sticks to her. It was sticking to her bra.
Yeah. Okay.
I wanted to put a cotton pad on it so that if it's going to stick to something, it sticks
sure.
to the pad and not to her bra. So every time it breaks loose, it tears it again and messes it up. You know.
No. Yeah. You gotta. And she can get a little. You know, get one of those little pads you get when you buy like Band-Aids and stuff like that, so nothing sticks to it. So I'm happy that it's white. Okay. I'm assuming this is not going to turn out to be much, but you're doing the right thing. You gotta investigate it. All right. So good luck. All right, I'm going to ask you a question again. This is for women. Would you rather win the Nobel Prize or America's Next Top Model? Stay tuned.
This is an update from the KGO Radio newsroom. The four Oakland police officers who were shot to death were honored on the floor of Congress today. Congressmember Jerry McNerney told members in a speech that the officers dedicated their lives so that we might live in safety. 26-year-old Lavelle Mixon, the parolee who shot and killed the four officers, was properly monitored by corrections officials after his release from prison. That's the word in a preliminary report released today. And an F-22 Raptor, one of the Air Force's top-of-the-line fighter jets, crashed today in the high desert of Southern California. No word yet on whether the pilot ejected. The KTO forecast for the Bay Area, mostly clear this afternoon, partly cloudy tonight and tomorrow morning. Rosie Allen, KTO Radio News.
Know what blind luck is? It's when Blinds.com offers you a card good for $300 in gas, free with your order. Yep, free for a limited time when you choose from the huge lineup of beautiful and affordable blinds at Blinds.com. You'll receive a card good for $300 in gas. Blinds.com prices absolutely crush home improvement store prices on top quality blinds, shutters, and drapes. Stores can't compete with Blinds.com prices, but there's more. Blinds.com customer service offers expert phone advice and free installation videos that make it fast and easy to measure and install them yourself, or they'll send pro installers to your home to do it for you. Either way, Blinds.com crushes home improvement store prices on top quality brand name blinds, shades, and draperies. Plus, in most cases, you'll save even more with free shipping, free color samples, and no sales tax. And remember, for a limited time, type internet in the optional code box during checkout for a card good for $300 in gas. Visit Blinds.com for details. That's Blinds.com.
Hey folks, Kent Emmons here. Have you ever wondered how the wealthy vacation? Do you picture big suites at luxurious resorts and fun and exotic destinations? Well, you're right. And now you and your family can vacation like the rich and famous for about the same price that you've been paying for those cheesy hotel rooms. Get ready to write down this number, because what used to be available only to the wealthy is now available to you. It's called Vacation Ownership. And now for only $99, you can take a 3-day, 2-night Discovery Vacation, and we'll show you how you and your family can vacation in style for the rest of your life. For only $99, choose from many exciting destinations, including Las Vegas, Orlando, Branson, Williamsburg, Myrtle Beach, California, Mexico, and more. So leave those cheesy hotels to the Griswolds and treat your family to the luxury they deserve. Family vacations are all about building memories that last forever. So give us a call. Here's the number. 1-800-464-3614. 1-800-464-3614. Toll free. 1-800-464-3614.
The next 60 seconds involve some of the most difficult decisions you will have to make today.
Hey, Jane, it's Sarah. I'm at the gas station. I just spent $75 on gas. I put it on my debit card because my credit cards are all maxed out. Now I don't know if I can go grocery shopping or pick up the prescriptions.
I know. Jim and I are going through the same thing. We tried one of those companies on TV that was supposed to help people get out of debt.
Did it work?
No, it just ended up costing us more money we didn't have. Prices are going up as fast as my credit card interest rates. I don't know what we're going to do.
There is one program that works, Credit Card Rescue. It's the real deal, an attorney-based non-bankruptcy program. Don't take a chance with some unknown internet outfit when you can deal with real professionals with a proven track record. They'll get you out of debt in months instead of years and save you thousands. Call Credit Card Rescue now, 866-553-5060. 866-553-5060. 866-553-5060.
I came back from a weekend with the boys, took one look at my wife, and couldn't believe my eyes. Her face was so smooth. It was like she turned the clock back 10 years.
I look at her.
no more crow's feet, and her frown lines disappeared. It's amazing.
Do you want to know the secret to smoother skin, less wrinkles, and no more dark circles? Introducing Icera, the clinically proven skincare serum that rolls on. Icera is designed to treat even the toughest wrinkles, crow's feet, and even eliminates dark circles and under-eye puffiness. Want to try it yourself? Well, now you can. Risk-free. That's right. Roll away wrinkles with Icera. It's guaranteed to work for you. Even the ones closest to you won't believe their eyes.
I still can't believe the difference a couple of days made.
So what are you waiting for? Roll away wrinkles and roll back the clock. Call today for your risk-free trial of Icera. 888-535-8518. 888-535-8518. That's 888-535-8518.
Think.
Dr. Dean Adell here. Welcome back to the program. Okay, the problem. Welcome back to the program. All right, the question. This is young women, a survey, 18 to 34-year-old young women. And here's the questions they asked. Would you rather win America's Next Top Model or the Nobel Peace Prize? Well, I don't know how to look at this. 25% would rather win America's Next Top Model. Heck, Nobel Peace Prize, there's a lot of money in that. You can make all kinds of money. So I guess it's, I guess I should feel better than if 75% of women said I'd rather win America's Next Top Model than a Nobel Peace Prize. Peace Prize, can't say it. 75% of women said they would shave their heads to save the life of a stranger. How about this one? If you could make your best friend fat for her life, if it meant that you could be thin for your life, would you do it? 25% said they would make their best friend fat for life if it meant they could be thin. I don't know if you need a friend like that. As Heather says, hey, that sounds like a win-win for me. Huh. How about this? One half of women said they would marry an ugly man if he were a multimillionaire. They found that most vast majority, 88% of these women would give up jewelry and makeup and their cell phone to keep a friendship. And, as a psychotherapist says here, the survey provides an interesting dissection of today's women. As shown in several results, women today are a complex combination of self-serving, insecure, vain, materialistic, as well as loyal and altruistic. And the survey highlights the dichotomy in all of us. I guess so. All right, let's talk to John. How you doing, John? Welcome to the program.
Hey, Dr. Adell. That energy drink called cocaine is back in the news. It's been banned in Texas. And I found it interesting the reason that they decided to enact this ban. They got the attorney general involved, and he says that part of the reason that they can ban it is because it's a dietary supplement that does not live up to its health claims. Now, as every reasonable person knows, if these dietary supplements that you see advertised everywhere did half of what they say they do, that every woman would weigh 92 pounds and every man would have to wear his manhood slung over his shoulder. They don't work, right?
But right, of course.
That because they really don't like the name, and what the name implies is why they really want to ban it. But it's interesting to me how quickly they can enforce these rules of saying you can't sell this product if it doesn't really work when it's in their best interest or in their political interest to do so. I think that's interesting.
I think it's very interesting, John. I love your perspective on it. First of all, I'm not sure what are the health claims that come along with cocaine, the drink. It's the same as any other energy drink. It's got caffeine, guarana, and, you know, vitamins and blah, blah, blah. But mostly caffeine is what gives you the jump. Guarana has a little caffeine-like, like activity. They put taurine in it, which does nothing. So it's the same formula. Yeah, it has a big whopping dose of caffeine, but you could drink the same amount of coffee. So what are they objecting to? Want to ban coffee? As you said, it is the name. So suppose they change the name and make it K-O-K-A-N-E, right? And how far do you have to go? This is this whole issue with candy, cigarettes, and alcohol, alcohol marketed that makes it look like candy. And it's a funny little double think. And so all of a sudden, well, if it can't live up to the health claims, yeah, but what about the other 99.999% of supplements that totally lie and can't live up to it? And people in Texas are getting ripped off left and right. It reminds me also, I love when the last piece of research, when the research comes out, and there's been tons of research, as you know, recently, and don't shoot the messenger, please, just go look it up yourself. Don't be so lazy. You don't have to listen to me for all this stuff about, say, vitamins are worthless and or dangerous. All of a sudden, the vitamin companies and vitamin backers are going, hey, this isn't good science. Look at this. The controls only had this, and this is, we want to see good, excuse me, where was the good science when you marketed all this crap to the American public? How come no science is what you use to market this? Now all of a sudden you're crying foul and you don't think the science is good enough that condemns your product. Same deal with the vaccine people. They offer no science in their claim that vaccines cause autism. And then you come up with 10 now major studies in a row which find vaccines are not linked. And you hear them, well, I don't know about the science there. It's not really good science. We need good. Excuse me. You can't have it both ways. If the criterion is good science, then that's what you got to utilize when you promote a product and you make a claim. And you can't cry foul later on when you don't like the science and what it's finding. So, yeah, John, great. I love it. Let's talk to Don. How you doing, Don?
Hi, Dr. Adele.
Yes, sir.
I'm a back pain sufferer, and I keep seeing the local newspapers bombarded with this treatment. It's called DRX 9000. It's basically promoted by chiropractors that it's going to do this and do that. And do you know of any studies that have addressed the efficacy, the effectiveness of this?
Yeah, and you know something, it's been pretty, and it's not the only machine. There's a whole range of these machines, and it reminds me of the diet industry. You know, you got to keep coming up with new stuff to draw people in. And some of the anti these machines type stuff's coming from chiropractors themselves in their own journals. And there is a feeding frenzy going on now in chiropractic between what they call the straights and the mixers. The straights are those who adhere to the principles of Palmer, who in 1890s was a grocery store clerk and invented chiropractic. And then the other ones are the mixers who get involved in nutrition and vitamins and different kinds of things, and also modernize themselves. They don't believe that all diseases are caused by these mythical subluxations, and they want to get into taking care of people's backs and some orthopedic problems. So in this feeding frenzy, you'll see a lot of criticism within chiropractic journals of a lot of chiropractors, very, very unique and special types of promotions, and they're criticizing the idea that subluxation. This is in chiropractic journals. The subluxations cause disease. Criticizing this idea when you go to a chiropractor, they tell you need 40 treatments to solve your problem. What kind of medical therapy can tell you ahead of time how many treatments you need? And condemning a lot of the stuff, including some of these machines. So no, I don't think those machines add anything to the treatment of back problems. So, I'm afraid you're kind of still stuck. All right, let's take a quick break. I'm Dr. Dean Adel. 1-800-548-TALK. 1-800-548-8255.
Did you catch the ABC 2020 show on how record unemployment has increased work-at-home scams? Titillating ads lure people in, claiming they can make hundreds a day? You'll never hear that from our friends at IncomeAtHome55.com. And it's their integrity that has made them a work-from-home leader. IncomeAtHome55.com is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. That's your peace of mind. They're connected to a multi-billion-dollar company doing business in 70 countries for nearly 30 years. If your dream is to work from home, to stay home and raise your family, to insulate yourself from this economy, to stop living paycheck to paycheck, go to IncomeAtHome55.com right now. People are earning life-changing money from home, and IncomeAtHome55.com is adding people in record numbers. Don't miss this chance. Visit them now. They're giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. $1,000. Go to IncomeAtHome55.com. IncomeAtHome55.com. That's IncomeAtHome55.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom222.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom222.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 222.com. Freedom222.com and start earning great money as soon as next week.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-559-1449.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security checks. If you owe back taxes, don't despair. Since 1997, our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-559-1449. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-559-1449. That's 800-559-1449.
Dr. Dina Dell here. Let's talk to Kelly. Welcome to the program, Kelly. Kelly? Kelly, Kelly. Kelly once. Kelly going twice. All right. Let's talk to Cindy. How you doing, Cindy?
Hi. I was wondering, Hi. When you're working out to build muscle,
mm-hmm.
and your muscles ache, if taking an anti-inflammatory like ibuprofen interferes with building the muscle, you know, because it's kind of like you have to stress the muscle to build more.
Well, not sure I agree with that, although that is commonly what people are told in gyms. And the truth is, you don't. Because when your muscles get sore like that, let's go back a little bit. First of all, it's interesting. If you take ibuprofen or any of these drugs before you work out, it does not spare you from that muscle soreness. We once thought it did. So it really isn't that effective. That little, you know, stiffness that you feel is a sign. You went a little overboard, but you can work through that. But there's a lot of people that take this to extremes. You do not need this old no pain, no gain thing. More psychological pain and just continuing to go. But no, you don't want to tear your muscles up, to build muscle. That isn't the way to do it. It's not how the professionals do it. It's just this mythology, you know, maybe we're feeling guilty or who knows what. And we just need to have something to beat ourselves up about. So the more important point is to build it up slowly, because that is a sign that you went a little too fast, too far. And that your body is reacting, but you don't build up muscle any faster when you do that, with or without taking the medication. So just enjoy yourself, keep it up, and slowly increase the workout. And I don't think ibuprofen, once again, is that effective for it. And either way, it's not going to change what the ultimate outcome is going to be. So I want to encourage you to do it. So keep doing it. Let's talk to Nick. How you doing, Nick? Welcome to the program.
Hi, Dr. Adele. That woman could actually take glutamine to help her recover from workouts. You know, they say it takes 4 days after a hard workout for the muscle cells to completely replace the glutamine that's lost during that workout. So if she works out really hard, taking the amino acid glutamine could help. But the reason I called you was about the unreliability of PSA testing for prostate cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And because I've had a problem with an enlarged prostate for years, though my PSA is low. I've had it tested three times. It was 0.8, went up to 1.6, and back down to 0.8. Mm-hmm. But I do take beta-sitosterol supplement mm-hmm. in order to help counter the enlarged prostate, and that does help. And they claim it has anti-cancer and anti-tumor properties, so maybe it is also helping keep my PSA down lower. I don't know. But what I read about PSA testing is that there's two types of tests. One is where they just measure total PSA, and the other type, which is far more expensive and they don't do because insurance companies wouldn't pay for it, is the type where the test can distinguish the difference between the PSA that's produced by cancerous cells and PSA that's produced by non-cancerous cells. So let's say last year your PSA was 1.0, and this year it jumps up to 9.0. Most doctors are going to assume that you probably got an aggressive case of cancer going on, so mm-hmm. they're going to have you send you in for a biopsy to see whether or not mm-hmm. you got cancerous cells in there. But there's a good possibility that most of that increase is from non-cancerous cells. Since you haven't mm-hmm. done the test to distinguish the difference, you don't know for sure. Mm-hmm. Then let's say you go from 1.0 to 4.0. They might say, well, you're still safe because 4.0 or less is supposed to be safe. They assume for years. But it might be possible that most of that increase from 1.0 to 4.0 is from cancerous cells rather than
right.
From
non-cancer. And so let me jump in and let's talk about this, because the first thing is, Nick, I wish it were as an exact a science as you're implying, and measuring free PSA, bound PSA, and all this kind of stuff might give us some help, but so far I don't know of any large, and it is the large studies of thousands and thousands of men followed for, 10 years that give us the information we want here. And it's been, as you know, the evidence has been conflicting with the regular PSA tests. And I suppose if you took the more expensive version and you measured the free PSA and did the same study, you'd come up with the same scatter. And that is the issue. And the issue comes down to something more fundamental. The doctor is not going to tell you got cancer. The doctor is going to say, if your PSA goes up, let's do a biopsy. And that's where all this, gets honed down to reality. And I also want to quickly make sure people don't assume that a large prostate has anything to do with cancer. It doesn't, as you are aware. And so I'm just not sure how we're going to dig our way out of this mess. And I don't know whether the fancier PSA test is it. I'm beginning to think we need something better. We just need something better. But even so, if you have cancer, Nick, look where we are. We don't know what to do. If you came up with cancer, we would still advise many, if not most men, to do nothing. Depending upon your age, depending upon how far it's spread, depending upon the Gleason score, which is a measure of how aggressive the particular tumor is. So you can see how difficult all of this really is. So if we had a better test that could pick up more cancer more accurately, spare a lot of men having unnecessary biopsies, blah, 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 we still don't know what to do with you. We just don't know whether to treat you or not. And that is ultimately the part of this equation we need to resolve, because otherwise we're just flying blind. So, yeah, interesting stuff. Okay, 1-800-548-TALK. I'm Dr. Dean Adell.
Did you catch the ABC 2020 show on how record unemployment has increased work-at-home scams? Titillating ads lure people in, claiming they can make hundreds a day? You'll never hear that from our friends at IncomeAtHome55.com. And it's their integrity that has made them a work-from-home leader. IncomeAtHome55.com is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. That's your peace of mind. They're connected to a multi-billion-dollar company doing business in 70 countries for nearly 30 years. If your dream is to work from home, to stay home and raise your family, to insulate yourself from this economy, to stop living paycheck to paycheck, go to IncomeAtHome55.com right now. People are earning life-changing money from home, and IncomeAtHome55.com is adding people in record numbers. Don't miss this chance. Visit them now. They're giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. $1,000. Go to IncomeAtHome55.com. IncomeAtHome55.com. That's Income, A-T-Home, 55.com.
Warm weather's on the way. If you have leg veins, now's the time to get them treated. Dr. Palmer White from the Laser Light Treatment Center has developed one of the most effective and non-invasive treatments for varicose veins, vein ablation.
We get 99 to 100% clearance of ropey veins in one treatment without surgery. We get 60 to 80% clearance of spider veins in one treatment. Patients walk in with big ropey veins and walk out with those veins collapsed before they leave the office.
I'm back into shorts. I'm back into dresses. I don't have to wear leg makeup anymore. I went to Hawaii and was in a bathing suit.
It's nice to have good-looking legs.
I'm Dr. Palmer White. If you're considering treatment for varicose veins or spider veins, come and see me. Consultations are free, so you have nothing to lose except a vein.
Get back into bathing suits and shorts. Call Laser Light Treatment Center today at 415-892-9550. That's 892-9550. 892-9550. For more information, go to KGORadio.com/veins.
Drum roll, please. You're about to make one of the smartest decisions of your life. You're going to get your degree online. It's a fact. People with a degree, on average, make $1 million more in a lifetime. But where are you going to go to school? There are hundreds of online colleges and universities, and thousands of programs to choose from. No worries. Cue the music. Introducing Education Connection. This amazing free service will help you find the right school for you. For free, every day, Education Connection matches students to schools that are perfect for them. Not sure about what to study? Log on to 28educationmatching.com and get a free personality test that can help match you to the right career. This is a $75 value, but it's yours free. So take a minute and go online and learn more about your favorite subject, you. Get a free personality test, a $75 value at 28educationmatching.com. The number 28educationmatching.com. That's 28educationmatching.com.
Yeah.
For sure.
Dr. Dina Dell here. Let's talk to Jason. How you doing, Jason?
Hello, Dr. Dina Dell. Pleasure talking to you.
Yes.
I think I have a dislocated jaw. I click and popped, and I kind of like try to pop it back into place just to make it kind of feel right. And I've been to several doctors and dentists, and they have never done nothing about it. They never wired my jaw shut. Nothing. I mean.
Well, I'm not sure that would help. When you say dislocated, what you're describing to me is the popping and the clicking and all this. You are able, or are you not able, to open and close your mouth in a standard way? In other words, to eat, to yell, to talk, you know, that yawn, that kind of stuff. You're able to open and close your jaw, right?
Yes, I could do that.
Okay.
But my teeth don't line up right like they used to. My teeth used to be perfectly straight. Now my teeth don't line up like they used to.
Okay, well, that's a sign that something is off, and I guess the it's really a matter of the kind of doctors you're going to, and the other question is how aggressive would they want to get for what they might perceive, minor symptoms. But when your teeth are off like that, if indeed that's the case, no, your teeth can move and be off for that reason. But what happens? You're describing to me there's a slippage of a cartilage that sits between the bones, like your knee. You know, you got your knee bone, well, you got your thigh bone, you got your shin bone, and they articulate at your knee, and there's some cartilages in there that keep everything in place. And when those cartilages go, they're called menisci. You know, that's when you hear athletes and people talking about, you know, I blew the cartilage and I have to have arthroscopic surgery to fix it. There's a cartilage in this particular joint, and when it slips or moves, the whole jaw can shift a little bit, and it isn't that you can't, that your jaw is dislocated, but in a sense it is a little dislocated, isn't it? You know, because it's not chomping down at the right place. I would suggest you can talk to ear, nose, and throat people or maxillofacial surgeons to get a fix on this, but be very careful if someone wants to get very aggressive, because sometimes you can wind up worse. This is a very tricky joint. You know, it wiggles and moves in a lot of different ways. So be very conservative and see what someone else who specializes in this says to you. All right, join us in our next program. Till then, as always, be.
Has your computer been slowing down? Are you having problems with your email? Or when you go to the internet, is your browser taking so long to load that it seems like the worldwide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. We help people just like you with computer problems you can't fix. With one easy call, we can help you get your computer working the way you want it, speeding it back up, making sure you can send and receive emails, and making the internet fun again. You'll speak to a U.S.-based technician who knows what they're doing, who can usually fix your computer on the very first call. If your computer's been slowing down, you can't get your email to work, your internet's taking forever, or if you're not sure what's wrong, but your computer's just not working the way you want it, call My Computer Works, and we'll help you fast.
Here's the number to call, 1-866-603-3334, 1-866-603-3334. Toll free, that's 1-866-603-3334.
Don't get eaten alive by credit card debt or collection agencies. If you have credit card debt totaling $7,500,